Catherine, Charlotte, and all the other girls, however, were determined to make the company pay. In many ways, they had no choice. Catherine had already expended large sums in a vain effort to be cured of the disease, and she and Tom were stone broke. It was Loeffler who helped the women take the next step, connecting them with an acquaintance of his, the stenographer of a Chicago lawyer, Jay Cook. Cook was formerly with the Illinois Industrial Commission, which oversaw all industrial compensation cases, and he agreed to represent them virtually on charity. Though the women never met him, he nevertheless gave advice from the big city. Like so many New Jersey lawyers before him, he saw at once that the women's case was complex and that an early settlement might be to their advantage. The girls told him there were rumours that their former colleague, Mary Robinson, might have been given some compensation after she'd had her arm amputated at the start of the year. "The Dial people gave us some money," Mary's mother confirmed. "They sent it to her husband, Francis. Not very much, probably not over $100 altogether." It may not have been much, but it was an open door through which the other women hoped to find some financial aid. There was another reason to approach the company, the statute of limitations. Under Illinois law, at the earliest instance of diagnosis, the women had to give Radium Dial notice of their condition. Such notification should then lead the company to act lawfully in providing medical care and compensation, since the women had been injured at work. It was Charlotte and Catherine, as they had done from the start, who led the way. They only hoped that the company would now be fair. With the help of Jay Cook and working with their husbands, the women came up with a plan. Catherine wrote a letter on behalf of them all on 1st of May 1934, and then Al Purcell telephoned the studio so that Catherine could read it down the line to the manager. Immediately afterwards, Tom took the hard copy and ran it down the street to the mailbox. The company had been given their notification. Now, the women only had to wait. They waited. And waited. And waited. By 8th of May, there had been no reply. Not one word. On the advice of Cook, the women now took matters into their own hands and headed back to Radium Dial to confront their old manager, Mr. Reed. It was a journey Catherine had undertaken so many times before. Turn right out of the house, walk straight to Columbus Street, turn left and walk one block to Radium Dial. But it had never been a journey like this before. She felt nervous, but knew she had to stand up for herself, and for all the other girls. They had agreed that she and Charlotte would be spokesmen for the other women. Charlotte walked slowly by her side, keeping pace with Catherine's limp. It felt so strange walking, Charlotte thought. She had never realised before how much you used your arms when you walked. Now, there was nothing but air by her side. Charlotte was a woman who didn't dwell on herself. "She never felt sorry for herself, ever," said a relative. Though she had said after her amputation, "I can't do housework," already she was finding ways to cope. She had managed to open and close her baby's diaper pins with her mouth. Washing up the frying pan, she had discovered, could be achieved if she set the handle under her chin. It was Al, of course, who picked up the rest of the slack. But Al wasn't here now. It was just the two of them, Catherine and Charlotte. The women walked along, so different from how they'd been when they'd first entered the studio. Catherine hobbled up the 6 front steps and tried to straighten up as much as she could. They made their way inside and found Mr. Reed. "I have received a letter from my doctor, who has been treating me for weeks," Catherine said formally to him. She had a cultured voice and her words were sure. He has come to the definite conclusion that my blood shows radioactive substance. She gestured at Charlotte to include her. We have radium poisoning. There it was. Fact. Hard to say out loud, but fact. She paused to see if there was any reaction, but there was nothing from the man who had been her manager for 9 years.